Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March 1st, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for March 1st to March 8th and beyond? The four-planet combination in Pisces gets really intense this week due to the planets pairing up, forming two-planet conjunctions, a double whammy. Having gotten past its conjunction with Ketu, Venus will have a direct encounter with Uranus at midweek. The planet of agreement and harmony combines with the planet of freedom and rebellion. This does not help Venus much, but it can lead to some surprising alliances, even infatuation. The planet of love and cooperation with the planet of revolutionaries. On another level, it's the planet of finances, conjunct the planet of unexpected events. So, could be some wild gyrations in the markets coming this week. Simultaneously, and right next door to Venus and Uranus, we have Mars catching up with Ketu. The planet of action and force combines with the significator of past karma, the unseen world, and dissolution. In Vedic astrology, both Mars and Ketu are considered to have fiery natures. Each is capable of producing fast-moving, often destructive events. Mars is the planet of aggression and violence. Ketu, representing the unseen world, can, at its worst, produce chaos. Therefore, this combination is something to be concerned about. The fact that Mars conjunct Ketu is simultaneous with Venus conjunct Uranus suggests that this week has a high potential for surprising events. And that's not all. For fans of the outermost planet, Pluto, there is an exact square between Uranus and Pluto this week, with the additional participation of Venus. Pluto is a significator of mass actions and massive destruction. Uranus, again, is rebellion and unexpected events. So, that's not all. It happens that retrograde Jupiter will be simultaneously in an exact trine aspect to the Uranus-Venus combination. Jupiter, the planet of beliefs, when retrograde, indicates one's own beliefs are stronger than conventional societal beliefs. Jupiter adds energy to that Venus-Uranus combination. So, what does all this add up to? Well, with so many factors involved, and with three of them, Ketu, Uranus, and Pluto, having a reputation for sudden destruction, I would say it's going to get a little crazy, especially in the middle of the week. And therefore, best to stick to routine actions, avoid large public gatherings, and be careful of what you say or do. You know, the usual precautions. Or you could go hide under a rock. And that's not all. The full moon happens this week. This month it will be on Thursday, March 5th, at 20 degrees Leo. The full moon adds even more energy to the already intense planetary combinations. Since it will take place in Leo, the sign of leaders and governments, we can expect that some of the events of the week will manifest through government figures. Oh yeah, Bibi Netanyahu is coming to town and is going to give a speech to the Congress critters. That'll stir things up. And then, on Sunday, March 8th, Mercury changes signs and enters Aquarius. After spending 2 months in Capricorn, due to going through a retrograde period while it was in that sign, Mercury finally moves on in the zodiac. The planet of rational thinking, ideas, and the media will be manifesting through the agency of the sign of the social revolutionary, humanitarian concerns, and community involvement for the next 3 weeks. Mercury will combine its energies in this sign with Neptune, already transiting here. Neptune is like the opposite of Mercury. Whereas Mercury represents the rational mind, Neptune is the planet of dreams and the irrational. This might be good for imaginative thinking, but it doesn't help for accurately assessing facts and data. Mercury will be in Aquarius until March 27th. Okay, that'll do it for this week's forecast. Thank you for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter, @AstroNewsReport.